the half-cent sales tax increase, that referendum, it's really inflamed tensions between Memphis and the suburbs outside it. So talk to me about why that is.
Well, voters in the six suburban towns and cities voted on a sales tax hike within their towns and cities in the August elections. This question on the ballot in November actually trumps what they did at the polling places in August. It would become a countywide sales tax hike. As a result of the countywide tax hike, four of those six cities would get less revenue. Two of the suburban municipalities will actually get more money. Nevertheless, this ballot question really sits right on that political fault line that separates urban from suburban. And on top of that, it deals with education.
If it passes, half of the money generated from that tax will go to education.
$30 million. And the proponents of the tax have really been playing that up, saying this is money for our children. In fact, Stand for Children has financed much of the campaign for the sales tax hike and has just been bombarding people with direct mail pieces that show up in the mailboxes. The opponents of the tax say that they're misrepresenting what the money is going to go for precisely. Yes, it has to go for education under state law, but they point to parts of the direct mail pieces and some of the TV ads that say it goes for pre-K. There's nothing that says right now that it does go for pre-K.
The merged Memphis and Shelby County School Board, they have to implement a transition plan, which was handed to them by this commission, the Transition Planning Commission, which includes expanded pre-K and also includes a $57 million budget gap. So if they do all of the measures that the Transition Planning Commission wants, they're $57 million in the red. Do school board members think this money will help them meet that big gap?
Oh, I think everybody on the school board agrees that this $30 million helps them to meet the gap. The dispute here is over whether it's going to be used for pre-K or not, whether they're being locked in to pre-K. I think that even the most ardent advocate of the sales tax hike would have to admit that at the outset, they expected the school board to have made more decisions on the transition to a merger at this point than they have. They are not going to pick a superintendent until February. They've approved 19 recommendations that were really very non-controversial, and they haven't even started to get to the real debate about the controversial parts of the merger.
Okay, and finally, in the suburbs, all six of the municipalities outside of Memphis are voting on municipal school board races.
Everyone involved in the suburbs in forming these school districts is aware that this could all be for naught depending on how Judge Hardy Mays rules in the municipal schools question court case. But nevertheless, they're moving ahead. Once these school boards are elected, you are going to see those boards meet as soon as the votes are certified. Probably in early December, right after Thanksgiving, they will be about the business of trying to select a superintendent. And the six school boards might actually select their superintendents before the countywide school board selects the merger superintendent at the rate things are going.
Okay, well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.